Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as you know. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's the new knowledge base where you can go and ask a question and get your answers. So check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Use both of those websites to your advantage. Don't forget, we have a blog on the smallbusinessadvocate.com and thousands of past interviews that you can go and listen and podcast them. You can download them. They're all MP3 now. So check that out and use them to your advantage. Paul Wood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's a new friend. He's senior analyst with Message Labs, and he's here to talk to us about security, internet security, something that you might not think about very much, but if you have a business, you sure better be thinking about it. And he's our new friend. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, I'll point out that Paul, you'll notice his lovely accent, but Paul is, he got the honest because he is an Englishman. He's from England, and he's talking to us from England right now. And in the central part of England, right, Paul?
That's right. We're based in Gloucestershire.
Paul, the... my audience, I can't imagine a small business owner today not having some connection to the internet, having email. Hopefully they've got a website. Hopefully they're doing some business online. If they're not selling, at least maybe they're probably doing some buying online. So, and they're finding programs that they want to use, capability they want to use. They're downloading. They've got a lot of stuff coming and going over the pipes, connecting them to the internet, connecting them to the world. That it's a wonderful tool. These are wonderful tools. The technology, the capability we have today with technology has really leveled the playing field for small business. But just as a car is a wonderful device, an automobile is a wonderful device that liberates us, there is also danger in that. And it's the same with connecting to the internet, isn't there? It's a great thing, but there's also danger that we have to pay attention to.
You're absolutely right there, and certainly for any business being connected to the internet or even somebody at home, it's not like an appliance or where you have a television set, for example, where you're watching the television. If you're connected to the internet can see you. So if you don't have the necessary protection in place to safeguard your connectivity, then you can be exposed to all kinds of threats, and they can come in a number of different guises. Typically viruses, for example, Trojans. Spam now is a very significant problem, whereas perhaps even a few years ago it was considered just an annoyance. We have phishing attacks as well, which come through. We have a lot of other applications that people are starting to use very, very quickly, such as instant messaging, and with that comes its own risk that could enter into your organization if you're not securing these channels.
Now, when we hear all these different things, we hear about worms and spam. I mean, worms and viruses and Trojans and zombies and all these different things. Give us a real quick tour over what the difference is.
Okay. Certainly from my perspective, there isn't really much to worry about in terms of the terminology. A worm or a virus or Trojan essentially amount to the same thing. But really, a worm will spread itself, and it can use a different mechanism to spread from one computer to another. Typically, that could be email. So if you become infected, then your machine might suddenly start sending out lots and lots of emails to people in your contact list in order to spread. So they will then open that message, and then the virus or worm will continue to spread. But it can spread in other ways. So it could be a vulnerability within the operating system that enables the virus or worm to spread to other computers on your network, where it will seek out other vulnerable machines.
So one way that that you can be harmed by these viruses or worms or whatever is that it actually can shut your just your computer down, just literally get into your computer and basically lock you down, shut you down, format your hard drive, whatever, and cause you some harm locally in your network, in your computers. And other ways would be where it actually uses your computer as a sort of a platform to attack other computers outside of your network.
And certainly that latter example where your computer becomes hijacked for other purposes is much more common now. You still do get the kind of vandalism-type viruses around, as we were expected to perhaps see maybe a few years ago, but now it's being controlled by very well-organized criminal gangs that are spread across different geographies, across different legal jurisdictions. And what they do is employ teams of programmers to create a virus that at first is undetectable by traditional antivirus software, and then they have a window of opportunity or a window of vulnerability, however you want to look at it, in order to spread that. So they need to try and get their virus out there very quickly before it's detected by the antivirus companies. And in so doing, once the antivirus companies that are out there, that most of us have the software on our machines now, the problem is that it only works by recognizing a signature for a known virus, and the only way that they get those signatures is when they get a copy of that virus, usually from one of their customers that becomes infected.
Right.
So that then provides the herd immunity to everyone else, but there's that window of vulnerability where everyone is essentially exposed.
And now, we've all got, most of us have some kind of protection. I use, we have three different kinds of protection here. We have McAfee, we have Norton, we also use AVG, which is a new program, a free program that works, I think works pretty well. But that's on our desktop. That's in the network. There's another way of intercepting these threats, and that's on the over the internet before they actually get to us. Is that right, Paul?
That's correct, yes. And that's where
that's what you guys do, isn't it?
Yes, so we don't have a product that you install on your machine. What we do is we only really deal with businesses, especially small businesses, where this is a real problem. And we will filter your email that's destined for your domain or any number of domains that you might have, and we'll remove all of those threats, even the new and emerging threats that the traditional antivirus software or anti-spam software is unable to detect. So we have our own technology in place at that level, as well as other
It's another level of filtering and protection, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Paul to explain how that works a little bit more, and I'm going to ask him, what if he catches something that I don't want him to catch? Maybe I want it to come through. Not a bad thing, but a good thing that they accidentally catch. How do we deal with that? And we'll be right back with Paul Wood. He's with Message Labs. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Paul Wood. He's a new friend, soon-to-be old friend, because I like what Paul has to say. He's helping us understand the potential threats that you and I have out there when we connect to the internet over the various methods that we use, primarily by email. We send and receive, and as we do that, you know, that we expose ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, to threats that can either harm us individually or cause us to be a link to a chain of harm, and not only harm, Paul, but also in terms of you know, when we think of being harmed by spammers and I should say by viruses and Trojans and things like that. What we also don't realize is one of the goals of these people who are doing these things is to collect information that they can use in a criminal way. I was some research I saw a year ago said that cyber crime is like a $56 billion a year business. What do you think about that? Have you heard that number?
I've heard a lot of different numbers, Jim, and it's certainly a very, very interesting area and quite a worrying area, because the information that we provide, not only on our computers in the documents that we store, but also on the internet, on, say, social networking sites like MySpace and Facebook and things like that, where we're more than willing to give away information about ourselves. Hence, the reason for some of these bad guys to try and gain access to that information, and that's why we see an increase in the phishing attacks, where the emails that come into our inbox purport to be from an organization that we may actually do business with or may have bought something from.
And they look so darn legitimate, don't they?
They're getting more and more difficult to spot, and it's actually caused a knock-on problem for banks, in that it's made it very difficult for the banks to communicate with their customers via email.
I would think it would be impossible for banks to communicate by email today with their customers.
Yes.
In a legitimate way. I would think they would not be able to do that.
That's certainly a problem that I think.
And eBay, don't forget, and eBay too. I mean, eBay's they're all over the place with eBay.
That's right.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, listen, I want to come back to the way you guys do business. You intercept the threats. You filter email, right? I mean, if someone does business with your company, this is where Message Labs is different from the other security companies who provide security products, and I wanted you to know about this kind of capability so that you know about the different layers of security that you can have. You actually intercept email and filter out the bad stuff and let the good stuff go on through, right?
That's right. So we offer a service for businesses that want to outsource this whole problem, because managing it internally has become a real headache, especially for smaller businesses now. And it means they can free up their staff to focus on what the business needs to do to operate more efficiently. And what we put in place is essentially no hardware or software at your location. We simply redirect your email traffic to our global infrastructure, which we have a network around the world, depending on where you're based, and that will go through the process of the filtration for removing unwanted content, whether that's spam or viruses or any other unwanted content.
How much of a delay are we talking about?
We're talking less than a few milliseconds. It's a very, very quick process.
So it's almost unnoticeable.
It's certainly, from an email perspective, it's almost unnoticeable. We offer services also for instant messaging hygiene services, and also for web. So if you
hygiene,
your employees,
don't you like that term, folks? Instant message hygiene. They're cleaning, they're flossing your email and your instant messaging, and putting a little talcum powder on it so it slides on through. I like the way you use that. That's a good way to say it. So if somebody wanted to do business with you, you would actually. How does that work? I know how my email comes in to my email server and it comes to me, but how would it work that we would connect up with you guys?
Okay, so if we go back to the way the internet works, and that essentially every machine on the internet has an IP address, and we don't really want to learn all of the IP addresses for the most common sites we go to. We use what's called domain name system, the DNS lookup. So you enter an address into your web browser, such as ebay.com, for example, and then there's a system in the background that resolves the IP address for that website. And what we do is the same thing for email. So if your domain name is...
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. We're still visiting with our new friend, Paul Wood. He's senior analyst with Message Labs, and they're an organization that help you to protect yourselves from things that go bump in the night and bad guys who want to come into your computer over the internet, whether it be instant messaging, whether it be email. Paul, we were talking about how And by the way, before we go any further, give us your website so folks can check it out.
Sure, no problem. If you go to www.messagelabs.com, there you'll be able to find out not only what we do, but also we have a research section on there with some very interesting reports that we compile every month. So it's based on the data that we capture and collate from our infrastructure to show you the patterns and trends in virus and spam activity and how that's changing over time.
Well, and you've got some new research that you've compiled recently, and it tells folks, it just shows the assault that you and I are experiencing from these bad guys, and what frightens me, Paul, are how many people are not prepared. They're sort of wandering around in oblivion out there, not realizing how much danger they're in, and you know it's and especially you got all these new people coming online these days, and they don't know what spam is, they don't know what phishing is. They don't realize that this bank isn't really talking to them. They don't realize that survey that they take to get all this new chocolate or whatever they're being offered is really just it's a scam artist. It's a scam, and they're going to be harmed by it. And so, I think it's important that people understand. It's obviously important that people understand the threats that are out there and the different ways that they can neutralize those threats. Your system is to catch it before it ever gets to the computer. What is your success rate, Paul?
We have a 100% success rate in capturing 100%. Viruses. With spam, it becomes a little bit more difficult because what you need to do with a spam or an anti-spam system is to give it some training because it needs to learn a bit about your own kind of email, what you like, what you don't like. And there's always more potential for things like false positives where we incorrectly identify something as spam.
If you get a false positive and it's something I needed, can I go and find it on your server? Can I go look through to make sure that I can check it?
So what we would do is we have a quarantine section. So when you first take on the service, you will find that your spam will almost certainly disappear. Sometimes you may get one or two coming through, in which case we want people to forward that information on so that we can then respond more effectively. But what we then encourage people to do is to look in the quarantine, maybe once a day, maybe once a week, mm-hmm. so they become confident that the stuff that we are stopping is the stuff that we're supposed to be stopping.
Right.
And if they find something in there that shouldn't have been stopped, then they can quite easily release that. And in so doing, ask for permission to say either whitelist this sender so that it's
right.
somebody that they know is going to be good. And it's
so I can go to messagelabs.com and find out about how to do business with you guys.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
And it
all right, let me ask
services.
You before we run out of time. I got to ask my question. Tell the audience what zero day means.
Okay, a zero day means that an exploit for a vulnerability could be in an application or in your operating system. An exploit has been created to take advantage of that vulnerability.
Let's just call it a virus. Let's just say it's a virus.
Okay, so somebody's created a virus that will enable them to spread that virus or take over control of your machine using
right.
a vulnerability that may not have been discussed publicly. It may be something, say, within Microsoft Word or
Windows. No one's ever seen it before today.
That's right, and that's really where a lot of activity is taking place now, where
right.
criminal gangs are trying to find out
but I'm going to run out of time in a minute, Paul. Zero day, what do you do with zero day? What does that mean? Tell us what that means.
For people patching their systems, it means it's very important to make sure that everything's up to date, not just the operating system, but also download the latest patches for their applications, because a zero-day threat can exploit an application. If you have a Word document that can cause Word to crash in such a way that when it does, it executes some code, and that code can then cause the virus to enter.
And that way, with zero day, I always thought was the threat is found today and the remediation is implemented today. Basically, you get to a zero day kind of a scenario.
It generally means that I think that the fix for the threat hasn't been released yet, or it
right.
may have been released at the same time.
Right. Paul, will you come back another day? Let's talk about this some more.
Yes, you're more than welcome. It's been a pleasure.
I've enjoyed having you here. Paul Wood, ladies and gentlemen, he's with Message Labs. That's messagelabs.com. Quick break, right back with Andrea Nuremberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.